Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building one of those small details that can make a track feel instantly more authentic, a rewind moment that actually belongs in a jungle or old-school D&B arrangement, then giving it groove and movement with Ableton Live 12 Groove Pool. Now, a rewind is not just a reverse sound effect. In drum and bass, it's part of the arrangement language. It's the little fake-out before the drop, the cue before the reload, the breath before the next section slams in. And when it's done well, it feels like the track is alive, like the music is reacting to the dancers and the drum energy around it. The goal today is simple. We want a rewind that feels rhythmic, human, and a little bit unstable in a good way. Not stiff, not over-edited, something that breathes with a groove. Let's start with the source sound. Pick something short and characterful from your track. A snare hit works great. A break chop works even better. A vocal stab, rimshot, or bass note can also work, as long as it has a clear attack and enough personality to stand on its own. For old-school jungle vibes, the best choices are usually percussive and mid-range heavy, because they cut through without fighting the sub. If you use a bass note, make sure it still has some harmonic content when reversed. You want it to read as motion, not just low-end mush. Drop that sound onto an audio track, then place it near the end of a phrase. One bar or two bars is enough for the first pass. Keep it simple. The power comes from the shape, not from making it huge. Here's why this works in D&B. Rewind moments hit hardest when they're readable at club volume. A clean snare, a break slice, or a short stab gives the listener something to lock onto, even while the timing is being bent. What to listen for here is the tail. Does the sound have a reverse-friendly decay? Does it pull backward in a way that still feels musical? If it's too flat or too wide band, the rewind can blur into noise and lose its identity. Once you've got the source, build a short rewind phrase. Duplicate the sound a few times across the final bar before the drop or section change, then reverse the duplicate so the energy seems to pull backward toward the transition point. A really effective starting shape is something like this: a longer reverse lead-in, then a couple of shorter slices, then a final hit or a brief stop right before the next section lands. You can think of it as the rewind talking to itself. The first slice creates the gesture, the second tightens the tension, and the last one snaps the ear toward the drop. If you want more of that old-school feel, try using a chopped break segment instead of a single clean sound. That sampled, slightly ragged identity is a big part of jungle language. It feels more like a phrase than a polished FX sweep. Before we add groove, clean the sound up a little. A simple stock device chain works beautifully here. EQ 8 to roll off rumble below roughly 80 to 120 Hz if needed. Saturator with a light drive, maybe 1 to 3 dB, to thicken the midrange. And utility, if you need to control width or keep it centered. What to listen for now is the low end. If the rewind has too much bass, it'll fight the kick and sub. In D&B, the rewind should support the drop, not compete with the foundation. That's a big one. Now let's make it rhythmic. Chop the rewind into smaller pieces so Groove Pool can actually influence the feel. If the clip is one giant continuous reverse tail, groove changes won't really bite. But if it's broken into a few meaningful events, you'll hear the swing and the timing shift much more clearly. Think in terms of a long reverse lead-in, two shorter slices, and maybe one final stop. That's enough. You don't need a huge arrangement. In fact, shorter is usually stronger, because the tension stays focused. Once it feels right, consolidate it so you've got one clean clip to work with. That keeps the workflow fast and makes the next edits much easier to manage. Now for the fun part, Groove Pool. Open Ableton's Groove Pool and choose a groove that has some D&B-friendly movement, but not something too extreme. You usually want subtle timing variation and a bit of velocity motion, not a giant house shuffle. Apply the groove to your rewind clip, then start in a realistic range. Timing somewhere around 55 to 75% if you want audible movement. Random low, around 0 to 10%, so it stays controlled. Velocity around 10 to 30% if the slices need a little lift and dip. If the groove feels too loose, pull back on timing first. If it feels too mechanical, add a touch of velocity variation before you push timing harder. What to listen for here is the shape of the slices. They should stop sounding like identical reverse blocks. You want a slight lean in the timing, like the rewind is being performed by a sampler with attitude, not drawn by a grid. And this is why Groove Pool works so well in D&B. Jungle and old-school drum culture are built on humanized break motion. When you give the rewind that same slightly unstable character, it feels embedded in the rhythm section instead of pasted on top. Now loop the section with your drums and bass running. This is important. The rewind might sound cool on its own, but the real test is whether it sits in the pocket with the kick and snare. Match the groove to the drums, not the other way around. If your drums are straight and modern, keep the rewind subtle. If your track already has shuffled hats or break edits, you can get a little more elastic. The goal is not to make everything swing exactly the same. The goal is to make the transition feel like it belongs in the same world. A good decision point here is this. If you're working on a darker, tighter, more modern tune, keep it subtle and clean. If you're aiming for raw jungle or old-school rave energy, let the rewind be a little more chopped and loose. Both can work. The key is context. What to listen for now is whether the rewind is fighting the snare backbeat. If it starts stepping on the pocket, the groove is probably too strong. At that point, simplify. In drum and bass, clarity usually wins. Next, give the rewind some motion with automation. This is where it starts to feel intentional. A clean DJ-friendly move is to automate a low-pass filter across the rewind, opening to closing as the phrase pulls back. You can also drop the volume slightly in the final beats, then let the next section hit cleanly. That gives the rewind a beginning, a pullback, and a release. If you want a gridded or jungle feel, try a little saturator drive into the transition, then a narrowing filter shape. You can add a very subtle echo on the final slice if needed, but keep it light. Too much delay turns a rewind into mush very quickly. The big idea is this. The groove makes the phrase feel alive, but the automation makes the transition feel deliberate. Keep an eye on the low end throughout. If the rewind has too much sub or low mid buildup, high pass it around 80 to 120 Hz with EQ8. If it gets boxy, cut some of the 200 to 400 Hz area. If it gets harsh, tame those sharp peaks around 2.5 to 5 kHz. A strong rewind usually lives in the mid-range and upper mid-range. That's where the ear hears movement without sacrificing the foundation. If you want more weight, add saturation rather than more low-end. That's the smarter move. Also, keep the stereo under control. A rewind that sounds huge in headphones, but collapses badly in mono will weaken the drop moment on a club system. A focused center usually hits harder in DNB. Let the texture spread only a little, if at all. At this point, decide whether the rewind is good enough to commit. And honestly, if it's working, print it. That's a good workflow habit in drum and bass. Bounce the result, name it clearly, and keep the original muted in case you want to revisit it later. Something like subtle rewind, grotty rewind, half bar rewind. Naming by function makes it much easier to pick the right version when you're arranging the track. Why commit? Because once a rewind has a good bounce and a clear role in the phrase, printing it helps you stop overthinking it. Then you can move on and keep the track moving forward. That's how you finish tunes. Now place it where it matters musically. The best spots are usually the end of 8 bars, before a drop, the last bar before a drum switch up, the turnaround into a second drop, or fake out, before a bass reload. For classic DNB phrasing, an 8-bar or 16-bar structure is the safest place to test it. Let the rewind happen on the final bar, then bring the full drums and bass back on the next downbeat. That gives the listener a clear cue and a satisfying reset. You can even use it as a fake reload. Pull the energy back, give the rewind a brief moment of uncertainty, then slam the drums back in. That contrast is what makes it exciting. What to listen for here is the re-entry. The rewind is only half the story. If the drums and bass don't come back with authority, the moment won't land. A strong return makes the rewind feel meaningful. So play the whole section in context. Full beat, full bass, full arrangement. Listen for two things. First, does the snare still feel like the strongest backbeat after the rewind? Second, does the bass re-entry land cleanly without the rewind masking its first note? If the answer is no, simplify. Shorten the tail, reduce the level a little, narrow the frequency range, or make the automation a bit cleaner. If the answer is yes, you've got a transition that actually serves the track. Here's a useful reminder. If the rewind sounds amazing in solo but weak in context, trust the context. DNB transitions are judged by what they do to the drop, not by how clever they sound on their own. A couple of pro tips before we wrap up. If the rewind feels too polite, add a bit more control dirt with saturator before the groove. If you want more menace, keep the main body mono and let only a little texture spread. If you want a stronger jungle fingerprint, reverse a short break segment instead of a clean FX swoosh. That sampled, chopped logic is part of the style. And if you're unsure whether to keep tweaking, check the last beat before the drop at low volume. If it still reads quietly, the timing and frequency shape are probably strong enough. That's a great quality check. So here's the recap. Build the rewind from a short, characterful source. Keep it percussive and readable. Chop it into a short phrase so the groove has something to move. Use Groove Pool to give it that human, slightly unstable jungle feel. Support it with automation. Keep the low end clean, and always test it with drums and bass in context. Then commit it when it feels right. The result should feel like a proper old-school DNB transition, not just a reverse effect. It should breathe with the rhythm, create tension, and make the drop hit harder. Now take the mini exercise and make one solid rewind in 15 minutes. One source sound. One Groove Pool setting. One printed clip. Keep it short, keep it clean, and focus on the feel. Then, if you've got time, do the challenge and build two versions, one subtle and polished, one darker and more chopped. That's the move.